been in such a mess for the last 2 weeks, I bet you'll be glad to get rid of us.
Oh, Lucy, how can you be like that? We just loved having you.
Thank you, dear.
Is this the last of it, ma'am?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Ellen? Honey, we'll take these two bags in the car, huh?
Okay. Car? What car? Oh, didn't Ricky tell you we rented a station wagon to use in the country till we get settled?
Station wagon, huh? Pretty snappy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a regular country squire.
Honey, it's country squire.
Well, whatever it is, you know, we're gonna be real suburbanitis.
Suburbanitis?
He means suburbanites.
Oh!
I just hope we can cross the border into Connecticut without a passport.
Never mind. Get your coat, honey. It's time for us to go.
Remember now, you two, no more bawling.
That's right, Lucy. This isn't goodbye, it's just toodaloo.
Yeah.
Toodaloo!
There she goes again.
Come on now, honey, buck up.
Yeah, honey, they'll come out and see us real soon.
Oh, I hope so. Look, Ethel, here's the key to our house. You two feel free to use it anytime. Our house is your house.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Thanks, Lucy.
And here's the key to this apartment. You use it any time you're in town. Our apartment is your apartment.
Oh, thank you, Ethel. Thank you, Ethel.
Thanks, yeah. Fred. It's very nice of you.
Well, come on, little Ricky.
Okay, Mommy, we're ready.
Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, goodbye, little darling.
And goodbye, Freddie.
Bye, Lucy.
Goodbye, Ethel. I mean, toodaloo.
Well, I guess this is it, Brad, huh?
Rick, old man, I sure hate to see you go. Not just because you paid your rent on time, but because you've been a wonderful friend.
Thank you, Fred. You've been kind of wonderful yourself.
Thank you, Rick.
We sure had wonderful 15 years.
We sure did.
Well, so long, everybody. Lucy?
I don't wanna go.
Get a hold of yourself, dear.
Yes, now. You just march right through that door and don't look back.
I'm proud of you, Ethel. You didn't even whimper.
Well, now, honey, isn't this a wonderful house?
Boy, I'll see. Come on, Fred. I'll show you the kitchen.
Don't worry, he's going to sleep.
There you are.
Well, it's nice being of service to you, Mr. Ricardo. I hope you folks enjoy your new home.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Well, here we are. No more tears, honey?
Oh, no, I'm fine now that we're here. Gee, isn't this exciting? We're in our very own home. The first house we ever had. Our first house. Come here.
Where are you going?
Come here. What are you doing, honey? Aww. Hey! Are you doing that, Daddy?
Well, you see, it's a tradition, son. Whenever you bring someone you love into a new home, you carry them across the threshold.
And that is the threshold.
See?
Oh.
Gee, honey, I just can't believe we're really here. You know, we should be awfully happy in this house. It's so quiet and peaceful.
Yeah, no noise.
No dust.
No traffic.
No Mertzes.
Oh, no, no.
Package for Mr. and Mrs. Cardo.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you. Wait a minute, here. Here you are.
Thanks. Welcome to Westport.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Isn't it nice?
Who could have sent that?
Oh, it's Mr. Cardo, I think.
Lots of happiness in your new home from your dear friends, Fred and Ethel.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, wasn't that sweet of them?
Oh, boy, this must have set Fred back $10.
You know, they must feel just as sad as we do.
Sad? For Fred to spend $10 in a basket of fruit, he must have been hysterical. Where are you going, honey?
I'm gonna call him up and thank him right now.
Well, honey, the phone is not connected.
Oh, that's right. Hey, let's drive in and thank him right now.
Drive in? We just drove out. Oh. We got a lot of unpacking to do, honey. Let's get going.
Yeah, you're right. Where should we start?
Well, let's start right here. Oh, boy. After all that unpacking, I can sure use a good night's sleep.
Me too. Hey, we ought to sleep real good here. No city noises.
Yeah, it should be nice and quiet for a change. Good night, honey.
Good night. I think I better put another blanket on little Ricky's bed.
Oh, no, honeys. The furnace keeps this house nice and warm.
Okay. What are you laughing at?
This is the first time in 15 years that I haven't had to call Fred and ask him for more heat.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Fred and Ethel, I sure do miss them.
No, no, honey. Good night.
Good night. Ricky?
Oh?
Are you asleep?
No.
It sure is quiet out here.
Yeah. Nice and quiet.
I never heard so much quiet.
Well, you'll get used to it. Good night.
Night. If you ask me, it's a little too quiet.
I know what you mean.
I wish a taxi go by or something.
Or a fire engine.
One of those lovely, rattly garbage trucks.
Well, let's try to get some sleep there. Good night.
Good night. Ricky?
Yeah?
This quiet is so loud, I can't sleep.
Of course yourself.
What's that?
I don't know.
Move over. What is that?
It sounds like a squirrel on top of the roof.
I think.
A squirrel.
I think.
Daddy, Daddy!
What's the matter, son?
I'm scared!
Scared? Well, there's nothing to be scared of.
Move over, Daddy.
Move over, Daddy.
What you got in there?
Fred, he's scared too.
Oh, dear, he's got Fred with him, yeah.
sleeping around noise?
Yeah. They say it's even better when you get used to sleeping around quiet.
Maybe I could sleep better if you took up snoring.
How can I take up snoring if I can't fall asleep?
Well, you sure got a point there. Hey, we could use some help around here.
We sure could use some help.
Ethel!
Honey, Ethel is not there anymore.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot. Well, after 15 years, it's kind of hard to break a habit.
What's in this box, Ann?
That's Ricky's stuff, books and toys and things. They go upstairs.
Oh, this is heavy.
Oh, I'll help you, dear.
No, it's too heavy for you to carry, honey. I'll just go across the hall and get...
Fred isn't over there anymore, either.
I forgot, too.
Come on, help me in the kitchen, honey.
All right.
I'll be right there, honey.
Who are you talking to?
I thought I heard Lucy calling me.
Well, grief, Ethel, get hold of yourself. They've gone, so we just have to get used to it.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, there's a great fight at the Garden Saturday night. I wonder who could get me some passes.
Where were you going?
No place.
Oh, yes, you were. You were going over to see Ricky, weren't you?
Certainly not. I was going around to see Mrs. Trumbull.
Oh, sure. Mrs. Trumbull always has passes to the fights.
You don't have the monopoly on missing people, you know.
Oh, dear.
Oh, there, there, honey bunch.
Oh, dear, it was so nice of you to invite little Ricky to stay overnight at your house.
Oh, he and Billy will have a great time.
I'm sure they will. Now, you be a good boy, sweetheart, and mind Mrs. Munson.
Yes.
All right, sweetheart.
Good luck. Have a good time.
Bye-bye, darling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Now, don't worry about it.
All alone in the country.
Yeah. All alone in the country.
What do we do all alone in the country?
I don't know.
I got an idea.
What?
Let's go to the city.
Go to the city? What are we going to do there?
Well, we could have dinner and maybe see a show and... And if we have time, or just happen to be in the neighborhood, we're going to go see the Mertzes. What do you think we're going to do?
Hey, that's a wonderful idea. I'll check the train schedules.
Okay. Gee, I'm dying to see them. I wonder if they've changed.
Change? We only left them a day and a half ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we missed that train, but there's another one in 2 hours.
Well, let's drive.
No, I think it's going to snow. I don't want to take a chance. We'll leave the car at the station and call them from there to see them.
Find a good movie?
No, there's nothing around.
Oh. Well, you want to watch some television?
Not tonight.
Play some gin rummy?
Uh-uh. I don't feel like it.
Well, I suppose we could just sit and talk.
Okay. Who will we talk to?
To each other.
Oh, come now, Ethel.
Well, there must be something we can do. Fred, are you willing to be a good sport?
What are you suggesting?
Let's go out to the country and see the Ricardos.
Ethel, that's the greatest idea you ever had. I'll check and see if they're home.
Oh, no, don't call them. Let's surprise them. They're bound to be home. Where would you go in the country? I'll look at the schedule and see what time the next train goes. You call the Mertzes. I'm going to fix my hair. It's a mess.
All right,
then. Oh, fine
wind, huh? Yeah. Hey, we better call the Ricardos.
Oh, no. Let's take a taxi and surprise them.
Now, listen. I spent $2 on taxi fare to Grand Central. $6.16 on train tickets. Isn't that surprise enough? Come on, ask them to drive over and pick us up.
Oh, all right. Somebody's using the phone. Mister, is there another phone around here?
There's one out on the platform.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
All right.
Well, what'd they say?
They're not home.
Not home? Oh, the operator must have been ringing the wrong number.
No, that's what I thought at first. So I asked it to ring it again, and nobody answered.
Oh, what do we do now?
Well, go home and go back to sleep.
At 8:30?
Listen, I didn't get any sleep last night listening to that quiet.
Well?
I couldn't use the phone. Some teenager was talking to her girlfriend about that Elvis... What's his name?
You can use that phone over there now.
Fred, you call him. I want to fix up just a little, huh?
All right.
Oh, how do you like that?
They're awful. A flat tire.
Well, call a garage.
Somebody using the phone. Say, have you got a garage out here that I can call? I got a flat tire.
Yeah, but they all close at 6.
Oh, how are we going to get home?
Hey, you're in luck, mister. A cab just drove up.
Oh, good. Come on, honey. Thank you. I'll take your car in the morning.
From the back, that man looks just like Fred Mertz.
You're lonesomer than I thought.
Well?
Well, first the operator couldn't find their number, and then she discovered that their phone hadn't been connected yet.
Then we'll have to take a taxi.
Okay.
Mister, where's the cab stand?
Right out there. The cab just left.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
Well, it's not far. We can walk.
Walk? It's cold out there.
Walking in the cold air is very healthy.
Since when?
Since now.
Man, I can open it.
Ethel, the car's not in the garage. The house is dark. They're not home. Why are we coming in?
To wait for them. What else do you suggest?
We'll walk back to the station and go home.
Walk way back there? Over my dead body.
Don't tempt me, Ethel.
Gee, the place is shaping up nicely.
Yeah, isn't it?
There's that basket of fruit we sent them.
Yeah. Well, we might as well get some return on our investment.
That wind makes it seem kind of spooky out here, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Gee, these new shoes hurt.
When you spend $16 for shoes, they're not supposed to hurt.
You don't buy $16 shoes for comfort. You buy them for looks.
Then you ought to walk on your hands so people can see your feet.
Oh, dry up, will you?
Sure.
Ricky.
Hmm?
Ricky, wake up.
Just what?
I heard something downstairs.
What?
I heard something downstairs.
Oh, you must have been dreaming, huh?
No, I distinctly heard a noise downstairs.
It's the wind. There's a lot of wind outside.
Would the wind blow the lights on?
What? The lights?
The lights are on.
They're on downstairs?
We got burglars.
Burglars on?
Come on.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
What was it?
There's someone upstairs. It must be a burglar.
Let's get out of here.
Must have been your imagination. I just forgot to turn out the lights, that's all.
Did you forget to turn out the fruit? See, someone has been here. Maybe they're outside.
Here, they've gone.
Maybe they were just hungry or something.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Go get him, Ricky. Go get him.
I don't want to go get him.
Well, you were looking for him.
Yeah, but I didn't want to find him. Hide him.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
I paid $16 for those shoes, and we're not leaving them here.
Arnaz was brought to you by New Lilt. the only home permanent with squeeze bottle magic. The fastest, easiest home permanent ever. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.